All right, we are in Perek Kaf Aleph. Chevra, if you think that we are close to finishing Sefer Malachim, you are very wrong. Kaf Aleph. Yes, we did Kaf.
We're not very close?
We are close, but we are far. Okay, we are close, but we are far. Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalet, Chaf Hei. Okay? But we are going to, whatever, I don't know. Maybe we'll, I imagine within the next 2 weeks we'll finish. Okay?
2 weeks?
Yeah, there's things, there's so much. There's Yirmiyahu, there's things that like, that you can't really learn Malachim. I mean, you can, and then you just like won't really know what the whole story is.
Well, are you going to do recaps
and stuff? So we're not going to do recaps, but we're going to see. We're going to see Hashlamot. Like today, we're going to have to see Divrei HaYamim, once again, when we speak about Menashe. Okay, so let's get started. Just remember, contextually, what's going on. Chizkiyahu, last time, we saw the grave mistake of Chizkiyahu, which was one that we explained in many different ways. He didn't say Shira, or he had a Kochi Va'otzim Yadi situation. The Navi was not happy with him showing off all of the riches and the treasures to Bin Laden, Ben Bin Laden, right? Okay? Wasn't happy with that, and that is how Yishayahu comes down with the hammer and delivers the message that there is going to be a Churban, there's going to be a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and you and Yehuda is going to, this Sheiris HaPleita is not going to last. Okay. So Chizkiyahu passes away, and that is sort of the end of this. Remember, this it's a very, very, it's a high point in Malchus Yehuda for some things, and for other things it's really terrible, meaning it's the end. We could see the end. We're staring down the barrel, right? And this is really just a Makkah Patish, which really isn't the Makkah Patish, but we're going to see it's the beginning of the Makkah Patish, and that is Menashe. Menashe is, if we said that Achav, we said this about many kings, the worst of the worst of the worst. Menashe seems to be, at least at his height, the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. And let's see why. Ben 12 shana Menashe b'malcho. So he's a young king, 12 years old. But he's king for 55 years. That is the longest reigning king. Right? The longest reigning king. I think Asa was second to longest. 55 years. That's a very, very long time. Right? So he's 12 years old, a young king, 55 years. Understand, for him to be bad, what he has to do is destroy everything that his father built, right? Chizkiyahu changed the entire, remember, Chizkiyahu's father was Achaz, right? Who was, so essentially he looked at his Zaydi and learned from his Zaydi, right? He goes back and he recreates all of this avodah zarah which his father had gotten rid of. So he serves avodah zarah, rampant avodah zarah throughout all of Yehuda. And what is all of Yehuda? Yerushalayim. And we're going to see something which might have been hinted to by Achaz, but over here, the Tanakh for the first time is going to tell us b'mefurash that Menashe, what does he do? Ubana mizbechos bebeis Adonai. So we know that Achaz imported a mizbeach from, remember, he saw the mizbeach by Melech Ashur, and he was very impressed. So he said, oh, Uriah, can you build a mizbeach? But what he does is, he doesn't import it from anywhere. He builds new mizbechos. Ubanim mizbechos beis Adonai asher amar Adonai b'Yerushalayim asim eshmi. Va'even mizbechos lachol tzva shamayim b'shtei chatzros beis Adonai. In the Ezras Yisrael, in the Ezras Kehuna, v'heviris beno ba'esh ve'onen v'nicheish v'asa o v'yidonim hirba la'asos hara b'ini Adonai lahachis. And one difference that we see between Achaz and Menashe, his grandson, is that Chazal described Achaz as a person who was afflicted by what we would call a mumar l'teavon, right? He had a taiva. He had a terrible, terrible taiva for Avodah Zarah, and that's why he did it. But over here, Menashe is described as someone who is out there to be machis, right? He did this lahachis einei Hashem. Vayaser es pesel ha'ashir asher asah bebayis. Asher amar adnoi el David ve'el shlomo beno bebayis azer v'yishalayim asher bachart mikol shivtei Yisrael asim eshmi la'olam. In the place which is supposed to be a base olamim, a place of the resting place for the Shechina, we have an asherah, a tree inside of the Beis HaMikdash, which we know not supposed to be trees in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a whole Indian behind that. V'lo osif la'ani regel Yisrael min adama asher nasati la'avusam. Kosh Baruch Hu promised us that Am Yisrael is going to stay on this land. Rakim Yishmeru la'asos kechol asher tivisim u'lechol ator asher tivisi tivosam avdi Moshe. V'lo shameyu, but they didn't follow in this path. V'yas'em menashe la'asos eshara min hagoyim asher yishmin la'adonai b'mnei b'nei Yisrael. Now, this word is very interesting. I think it's at least this version of the word, v'yas'em, is a yachid in the psukim throughout the Tanakh. I'm not familiar with many other places which have the shorish of litayin, which means to do something terrible, to do something horrible. How they translate it in art scroll? Vayas'im, pasuk tes, velosha me'eu, vayas'im menashe la'asos. Huh? He led astray, right? So what do we see? We see, chevra, that it wasn't only Menashe what did things lahachis, but he did things la'achis, and he misled, and he led astray all of Am Yisrael as well. La'asos es haram in agoyim asher yishmin adonai mipnei b'nei Yisrael. Vayidaber adonai biyad avadav ha'neviim le'mor. And the Neviim come to Menashe. Who are the Neviim in the Tkufa of Menashe? Chazal tell us in Seder Olam Rabbah, although that we have no Neviim that are called by name at this point in the life of Menashe, the Neviim obviously are Yishayo at the end of his life. And we're going to see the complex relationship that Menashe has with Yishayo. And then we have Yoel, Nachum, and Chavakuk. Now, what's interesting is in that all of those three Svarim, as we saw, remember when it came to Ahaz, there were Neviim over there, Micha, Hosea, Amos. Okay, and we saw some of their Nevuas. They were all historically connected to Ahaz. Meaning in all of those three Svarim, we also saw in the beginning, Bishlosh Esrei Shana le Melech Ahaz. In the Svarim of Yoel, Nachum, and Chavakuk, there is no correlation, at least in the Psukim, between these Nevi'im and Menashe. And Chazal say that the reason is because there was no king that did something so bad, Lahachis, and kivyachol, the nevuah, that we didn't want to be meyaches, the Nevi'im, to such a rasha. Meaning Ahaz, even though that he was a rasha, it was l'te'avon. And so we related Nevi'im to this king. These Nevi'im aren't even related to the king, b'mifurash, to kivyachol, not to use Menashe's name when it's not necessary. Yeah.
How long is this after the
old
death of
Chizkiyahu? So it's, if you just think about it, Chizkiyahu lives for another 15 years. So he becomes king at 12 years old, 15 years after the miracle of the saving of the city.
Which is also why it's really bad, I guess.
Right? It's bad. And he continues. Yana Shir Asam and Asher Melch Yehuda to Evosa Eila Hara, He Rami Kol Asher Asua and Maria Asher Lefan of Yachti Gamas Yehuda, Begilulav, Lachain Kohamar than Ayeloha Israel, Hinani may vi Ra al Yushalayim vi Huda, Asher Kol Shomav, Tatsilena Shte Oznav. I know you just walked in, Benny, but do you remember that Lashon? Does anyone recognize that lashon? Kol shomav titzilena shtei oznav. Whoever's going to hear the terrible things which are going to happen to Yerushalayim, their ears will shiver, or you know,
quiver.
So quiver, quiver. Okay, echa. We have that lashon by echa. Anytime The times in which Churban is spoken about, is described, we have this lashon of the ears will quiver. The ear, like people won't be able, huh? You got it? The people are not going to be able to believe it. Now, remember, and we're going to speak about this more when we learn, say, for Yirmiyo, people did not believe that the Beis HaMikdash would ever be destroyed. Just imagine, historically, there were so many Rishayim, so many people did bad. They saw the galus of the Aseres HaShvatim. They didn't believe that the Churban would ever come to Yerushalayim. They saw this great miracle 15 years prior. They saw Yerushalayim is untouchable. As soon as Shlomo HaMelech himself, in one of the inaugural speeches of the Beis HaMikdash, he said this is going to be a Beis Olamim. So they really believed that there was not going to be a Churban. Not going to be a Churban. When we learned in Sefer Shmuel last year, we spoke about one of the reasons, you guys remember, even if you didn't learn it, you learned it in middle school, that the Aron was taken from Shiloh. Remember, that's when Eli comes to, the Shliach comes to Eli, and Eli dies, he breaks his back, right? He falls off the chair, breaks his back, the Aron is taken. And we pointed out over there, we learned in Sefer Yirmiyo, so this is connecting a little bit, we learned in Sefer Yirmiyo how that there he describes the destruction of Shiloh. And part of what we pointed out over there is that the reason that Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed was because they totally misplaced the understanding of what Tashmishei Kedusha did. Right? They brought the Aron out to the war, and they thought that the Aron Hashem Yatzilenu, they thought that the Aron was going to save them. Meaning they looked at it as like an Avodah Zarah. So Kivyachol also, they saw the Beis HaMikdash as like this headquarters that was never, is the house of God. He wouldn't allow it to be destroyed. So in Mela, I could do whatever I'd like, and God's going to protect us because it's his home court. Right? We're never going to destroy, you know, Madison Square Garden. Yeah, it's not going to happen. It doesn't matter how bad the Knicks get, you know? Like, that's not going to happen, right? Dolan's never going to sell a team, right? Huh?
Everybody just said Madison Square Garden is the Beis HaMikdash.
Right, exactly. Okay. So, okay. Anyways. All right. Venatisi al Yerushalayim es kav shomron ves mishkoles beis achav. I'm going to give the din of Yerushalayim because remember, Yerushalayim thinks that they're different. No matter what, they could be doing as much of Avodah Zarah as they want. They are not Shomron. We are Yehuda. We're Yerushalayim. Because Baruch Hu says, you're going to have the same kav. You have the same din as Shomron, the same din as Beis Achav. Umachisi es Yerushalayim kasher yimche es hatzalachas macha v'hafach al paneh. Just like when you guys go to the chadar by dinner, that soggy fish, and you lick the plate clear. That's what I'm going to do to Yerushalayim. It's going to be like a clear plate you flipped over. V'natashti esheiris nachalasi unesatim biyad oivehem v'ayulavaz ulumshisat l'chol oivehem. Really, I shouldn't be joking around about this. This is absolutely terrible. This is the Churban. Okay, this is bad. Yan, why? Yan asher asu es hara b'inai v'ayum achisim osim min hayom asher yatsu avusam mitram v'ad hayom hazeh. Now take a look. V'gam dam naki shafach menashe harbe me'od. Ara share me law es Yerushalayim pe le pe levad machata so asher echtias yudo lasos a rabbi ne adonai. We're told something else. Menashe kills a lot of people. Why does he kill a lot of people? Okay, chaver, think about it. Menashe takes over for his father. His father was a big tzaddik. The people of Yerushalayim were tzaddikim. The kids, they grew up, you grew up an entire generation, which is Bucky in Taros, right? And like, pitom, they're just going to wake up one day, and the new king comes in with a new policy. Oh, yeah, we're actually going to serve Avodah Zarah instead of learning Taros. Would you put up for that? No, you'd be out in the streets, you'd be demonstrating against such a thing. What happens when you demonstrate against a king like this? He kills. He kills, and he killed. And we're going to speak about it in a second, why is it that he has such a change of heart. But he kills a lot of people. Chazal point out over here, Vegam dam naki shafach. Who was it that Menashe, the Pasuk is telling us, Vegam dam naki shafach? Yishayo. He kills Yishayo. According to Chazal, he kills Yishayo.
We're saying this.
Okay. Huh?
Like right after.
Not saying this. It's not clear that this is the same. it's unclear who's saying this nevuah, okay? But meaning like this was like a general nevuah which kept on hearing, right? And it's very possible that one time he really ticked off Menashe and he killed him. That's what Chazal understand. But let's try to answer that question real quick. Okay, we're going to speak about Amon in a second, and we're going to see Divrei Hayamim, but I just want to ask the question really quick. How is it possible that a guy, that his father was maybe one of the greatest kings from the times of David and Shlomo, how is it that he saw his grandfather, how is it that he makes such a big change? How is it? Doesn't make any sense. So, first of all, Avodah Zarah is something that we can't really grasp, like I said. But there's something else here. And it has to do with the underpinnings, the political underpinnings of what's going on right now. Remember, we said that there's these constant two kochos. There's Mitzrayim, and there's Ashur, and then there's Bavel, right? And we saw that at Chizkiyo, at the end of Chizkiyo's life, what does Chizkiyo do? He opens his house to Bavel a little bit. He opens his house, and that was part of why Yishayo got so upset. And remember, we saw also that Ahaz was very pro-Assyrian. Right, that's he invited essentially this war into his house, and that's why Yerushalayim was almost destroyed. Right, so the way that a lot of people understand what's going on over here is that Menashe, and we're going to see this very clearly, Menashe also invites Ashur, and also invites maybe even an extension of Ashur at this point is really sort of is dying down and is inviting Bavel. And we're going to see in a second in Divrei Hayam that this is the case. Now, what happens when you invite when you become a vassal state? What happens? So not only are you paying taxes, but it is basically impossible not to be a vassal state to someone and not import all of their culture. It was just like when the Romans came to Israel, so when the Greeks came to Eretz Yisrael, somehow in Eretz Yisrael, there was this thing that was called Hellenism. Why is that? Couldn't they just stay Jewish? No, because when a foreign country comes into your land, so then they import the foreign culture with them. And that comes with Avodah Zarah. Bavel and Ashur was rampant with Avodah Zarah. So as soon as you're pro-Assyrian, and maybe this is part of why the Nevi'im warn time after time, don't make shalom, don't make peace with these different people. Because when you make peace with these people, so then Mimela, you're importing all of the Narishkeit, and you're importing, you're inviting all of the Avodah Zarah. That's what we see in Sefer Yehoshua, is that the biggest atrocity is that the most terrible thing is that they don't fully conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael. If you don't fully conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael, then what happens? You're not importing Avodah Zarah, you have Avodah Zarah next door. So then Mimela, it's not so far off to get to a world of Shoftin. And every single time which Am Yisrael has Koach, international Koach, Shlomo HaMelech, there wasn't Avodah Zarah, right? Until he imported it, right? And the strongest times throughout Yehuda is when they're strong militarily and they're not depending on anyone else. As soon as you become a vassal, you become dependent on them, so then you become dependent on their country as well. So then the pushback would be is that the people shouldn't have to stand for this, meaning they were living different lives. They grew up on Torah and mitzvos. So how did they allow this to be? They didn't allow it to be. Vegan dam naki shafach. Menashe was a terrible, terrible person, and he killed people who didn't agree with his policy. I'm sure there were a lot of tzaddikim that stood up against Menashe, and they got they got killed. Like Yishayo, I think even if Yishayo wasn't killed by Menashe, but what Chazal are trying to say is that anyone who stood up to Menashe was killed, right? So of the She'iris HaPleita, of these people who are left in Yerushalayim, Menashe is in a really big, really bad place. Now, surprisingly, I guess surprisingly and not, when you look at Sefer Divrei Hayamim, there is a very similar, but a very different end to what happens to Menashe. Okay? Let's take a look. In Perek Lamed Beis in Divrei Hayamim. Lamed Gimel, excuse me. So we're not going to read the first part of the perek where it just describes how he goes off the derech. And it says, Pasuk Yud, Vaydaber Adonai el Menashe ve'el amo ve'lo hikshivu. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent the Nevi'im. He sent Yoel, he sent Nachum, he sent Habakkuk. No one listened. Menashe didn't listen. The people didn't listen. Or it could be that the people listened, but they couldn't. They couldn't listen. Right? In this week's parsha, next week's parsha, Velo Shamuoto Mikotzer Ruach Umavodah Kasha. What does that mean? They didn't listen. They couldn't listen. Am Yisrael couldn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. They couldn't believe it because of the unbelievable amount of work, the avodas parech, right? So these people also couldn't listen. Even if they wanted to listen, they couldn't listen because they knew that they'd be killed. Okay, so take a look at Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now we see a little bit of a different story. Vayave Adonai Alehem Esarei Hatzava Shel Amelech Ashur Vayel Kiduas Menashe Bachochim Vayasru Benuchushtayim Vayolichu Bavela. So Menashe is the first king who is exiled, brought to Bavel in chains. Ukehatzar lo chila es pnei Adonai Elohav, vaykana meod milifnei Elohei Avosav. So Menashe is in jail in Bavel for some unclear time period, and while he's in jail, he calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal have like a wild midrash, how it says that Menashe called out to every single Avodah Zarah in the world that he was serving while he was in Eretz Yisrael. And he called out to the Asherah, and he called out to the Baal, and he called out to this, and he called out to that. And no one's answering. No one's picking up the phones. And finally he says, oh, my father, I remember learning with my father, Chavrusa, that even in the worst places in the world, a Jew can still do tshuva. A Hasidic midrash, right? It says v'shavta Hashem Elokecha. So the pasuk says ukeatzar lo, and when he was in a mina meitzar karasika, he calls out to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vayispalel alav, vayater lo, vayishmat chinaso, vayashiveu Yerushalayim lemalchuso. And Menashe is brought back to Yerushalayim. Now, how is he brought back to Yerushalayim? You know, one day like because Baruch Hu just decided to release this guy. I mean, like, there had to be Kalim. So the Kalim were that Menashe probably at some point or another rebelled a little bit against Bavel, although that he was pro-Bavel. These things were very fluid, right? Things changed. And he rebels against them. They come, they bring him to Bavel, and they embarrass him, and they clearly show that we're in charge. And they send them back. He sends them back because at the end of the day, they wanted... And now this is already possibly Bavel, although it says Ashur, it's possibly Bavel, and maybe Bavel has a little bit of a different approach than Sancheriv, which was mixing up all the nations. You would never send back a king, a local leader, if you believed in mixing up the nations. But either way, he finds himself back in Yerushalayim. Vayeda Menashe ki Adonai hu Elohim. Because he has this recognition, my entire life I was wrong. Minameitza karasika. So he starts to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim, to refortify it. So he has a
whole different story than Sefer Malachim.
He comes back to Yerushalayim, gets rid of all the Avodah Zarah. Vayiven es mizbach Adonai v'yizbach alav zivchei shalom v'todah v'yomer liyuda la'avodas Adonai Elohi Yisrael. If he was the advocate of going against Avodas Hashem, so now he's the advocate of Avodas Hashem. Aval od ha'am zovchim b'avamos. But it was too late. Am Yisrael had gotten too used to these policies. Od ha'am zovchim b'avamos rak la'adonai Eloheihem. Now, that's a normal sort of thing. We know about the Sefer Divrei Malchei Yisrael, Divrei Ayam Malchei Yisrael. It's not the Divrei Ayamim that we're reading right now. It's another sefer that we don't have today. But there's something interesting over here. Another sefer that we don't have today. Take a look. Utfila sovah terlo v'chol chataso ma'alova amakomos asher banaba and bamos v'amid asherim v'apsilim v'nei ikan o hinam ksuvim al Divrei Chozai. Chaver Chozai. Some sort of sefer. So Menashe is, at least according to the Sefer Dirayam, is a roller coaster. Okay, he's the worst of the worst, worst of the worst. Then is exiled to Bavel, comes back to Yerushalayim after davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tries to fix, and does fix to a certain extent, but he's unable to change the deep cultural shift which he had made. Now you kill all of the tzaddikim in the city, and the only people that are left are the non-tzaddikim. And then when you try to convince the non-tzaddikim that really I was wrong, it's an awkward conversation. It's a weird conversation, right? It's too big of a shift. And that's why we see, and with this we'll finish, we see that his son Amon goes back in his father's ways. Right? And we have the same, essentially the same description in Divrei Hayamim and Malachim, so we'll just end off in Malachim. Right? It says, Ben Esrim Ushtaim Shana Amon B'malcho, Ushtaim Shana Malach B'Yushalayim, V'Shem Yimo Mishulemes Bas Charut Min Yatva. So he's 22 years old, a little bit older, and is only king for 2 years. Vayas Harab Ein Adonai Kasher Asa Menashe Aviv. Vayach Bechol Haderech Asher Alach Aviv. Vayavodes Hagilulim Asher Avad Aviv Vayishtachu Lehen. Vayazoves Adonai Elohi Avusav Velo Halach Baderech Adonai. So he totally abandons the way. He goes to the way of Avodah Zarah. Vikshiru avde Amon alav v'yamisu es hamelech bebeiso. And they rebel against Amon, and he's killed. V'yach amaretz es kol hakoshrim al hamelech Amon v'yamlichu amaretz es Yoshio beno tachtav. But yesh od tikva, Yoshio. Yoshio is going to be a very, very important king. One of the last kings before the Churban. V'yaser divrei Amon asher asah haloheim k'suvim al divrei hayam al malchei Yehuda v'yikboroso b'gvuras began Uza v'yimloch Yoshio beno tachtav. So we see a complex character is Menashe, does much worse than he does good. He tries to fix it according to Sefer Divrei Hayam. He tries to fix his ways, and he does fix his ways to a certain extent. But the proof is in the pudding. When his son takes over, there's no going back at this point. I just want to give a hakdama. I'm going to give the same hakdama when we start again on Sunday. Yoshio is going to be king for a very long time, and for 31 years, Shloshim ve'achashana. So he's king for 31 years, and then essentially until the Churban, there's only one generation. Okay, the following three kings are all children of Yoshio outside of one, two, whatever. You'll see the family is going to get a little bit complex, and that's that. That's that. Menashe is not a great person, but just to end off on a nimat tova, on a good nekuda, Zachazal, when speaking about those who don't have a chelik olam haba, count Menashe, but at the same time, Gemara, which speaks about Ein Davar Haomed Bifnei Atshuva, they quote Menashe. Ein Davar Haomed Bifnei Atshuva, Menashe. You know, Menashe was in the worst possible place in the world, but still was able to change a little bit. Shkoyach.